For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nats are getting ready to take on the O's. One of my favorite series is of the year at Nationals Park. Baltimore in town. Dean Kramer on the hill tonight against Mitchell Parker, who's been outstanding in the early going this season through 4 starts. And Ryan Ripken joins us, who does sports media and all kinds of radio up in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for the time. How are you?
Oh, appreciate you having me. I'm good. I've mentioned before, started my career in the minors with the Nats, so I got love for both these squads here, but I also love the fact that there's so much talent on the field with both the Nationals and the Orioles as we get ready for this Beltway series.
It's going to be fun. And what does this series mean? It's gone through so many different iterations. There was dislike, I think, at the ownership level, then with the whole cable thing, which is above a lot of people's pay grades. You know, it's weird. Like, a next-door neighbor could be an Orioles fan. The guy across the street's a Nationals fan, et cetera. Right now, state of the union here, Ryan. What does this rivalry mean?
Well, it's just a fun little bragging rights right now, right? You know, the Nationals came in years later, and I know a lot of people that still live in D.C. are still Orioles fans. Yeah. Why? Just because that they were the team that had been there for decades. But I'll tell you what, when the Nats won it in 2019, you know, the Orioles are still waiting for that World Series title. It's been since 1983 that they've been to the World Series, let alone then to win it. So I think it's just a fun little right down the road. I think it gets blown out with the whole media stuff. I know the organization's had tension. I think that's going to change. But for the people that are close, it's fun to have a little bit more incentive with what's happening. But I think the bigger thing is that there's just superstar like players on both teams. So you're hoping that we're going to see these guys on these rosters for quite some time in these matchups.
Yeah. We were talking earlier, you and I, about James Wood's exploits, Dylan Cruz coming on among some of the young ascending stars for Washington. Give us a little preview of the Birds. They have been a disappointment in the early going. They're 9-12. They're not getting a lot of starting pitching. Cedric Mullins is at the top of the lineup tonight playing center field's been outstanding. He's got 6 homers with an OPS over 1,000. But Gunnar Henderson was injured, slow to get going. He seems to be really rounding into form. I was at Camden this weekend. He was lacing the ball all over the place. What should we keep an eye on here in this series with the Orioles?
Yeah, you should talk about Cedric Mullins' contract year, and said he's one of my former teammates in pro ball, so I'm so happy for him, and he's dialed in. Now, as far as some of the other talent, you know, we can talk about the pitching concerns and that the starters haven't gone deep into games. Actually, to be specific, an Oriole pitcher has completed 6 innings of work, a starter, only 5 times so far in 21 games, and 3 of those are by Zach Eflin that's not even available. So pressure's on the bullpen, pressure's on this offense. And for the offense, your stars, Adley Rutschman was off to a slow start. Same with Jordan Westberg. And in that beatdown that the Reds gave the O's, the only silver lining was Adley and Jordan Westberg both had 2 hits that game. So you're going to need these young guys to kind of get going. You know, Gunnar Henderson had to have his spring training essentially during the regular season because he had his oblique that sidelined him for the majority of his time in Sarasota. So I think you're just going to need those guys to start picking it up here. I think you're going to. But if you're going to have the struggles that you have with the starting staff, then your bullpen has to be good, which it has. But then those offensive young stars are going to have to start putting together good at-bats here, especially facing Washington starting tonight.
Ryan, what have you made of James Wood in his young career so far?
Insane opposite field power that I still can't believe how much pop he has. I think he's going to be a top five, top 10 player in the next year or two. And it's when you see guys, it's effortless. And Grant talked to you about this before. I've had two moments in my professional career where I've been around special players. I haven't had a chance to be around James Wood, but I want to explain this. Juan Soto, I played with in the minors. Gunnar Henderson, I spent spring trainings and watched him closely, and I both walked away of going, you're just different. It just sounds different. I have that feeling every time I watch James Wood, and I know he's going to figure things out and he's going to adapt, but the way he swings the bat, the way he plays the game, it's that same effortless, you're so talented and there's no ceiling for you. So I would not be surprised at all if we see James Wood an all-star here and for many years to come, and he becomes a face of not just the Nationals, but of all baseball.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time, man. Where can people find your work?
Just check out at the Ryan Rifkin Show on social media platforms. And, yeah, reach out to me on X, Instagram. Always love talking ball. So I appreciate you guys.
You got Thanks, it. Ryan. Enjoy the series. O's, Nats getting started tonight over at Nationals Park. James Wood bobblehead days. 2 days of bobbleheads, 10,000 given out tonight and tomorrow. I think it's a smart idea to get more people in the ballpark.
All about it, right? That is a lot of fun. He said it was like a nice little rivalry. I think it's a little bit more than that, but I don't know where it is right now with you know, both these teams filled with young players that have yet to kind of make that ultimate leap into legit high-flying contender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.